Ladies and gentlemen, I bid you good afternoon. Welcome to you all. I'm very pleased to welcome you. I'll say that I'm also very pleased to be joined in the podium by very distinguished friends and colleagues. Mr. Marco Fugassa on my far right, followed by Massimo Cosimo from WTO, Roberta Piermantini to my immediate right, and Vasla Maku from the Virtual Institute to my left, followed by Alessandro Nisita from UNTAD, and finally Mark Bacchetta. And we will be launching here the Practical Guide to Trade Policy Analysis. To me, speaking as a humble lawyer, it gives me a double privilege and honor to be here to do this, to preside this launching today. This book is a co-publication of the World Trade Organization and UNTAD. It's the outcome of long-standing collaboration between the two organizations in building developing countries' capacity, and in particular between the research group of the WTO, the Virtual Institute, UNTAD, and the Trade Analysis Branch of UNTAD. The guide has been developed to enhance developing countries' capacity to analyze and implement trade policy. It is aimed at government experts engaged in trade policy negotiations, as well as at students and researchers involved in trade-related analysis. Good policy needs to be backed by good analysis. Good quantitative analysis of the economic effects of trade policy changes can help to discipline the process of policy formulation. And it is essential to ensure that policy choices are made with an appropriate knowledge of the real conditions. However, the way from the tariffs and quotas discussed in international economic textbooks to the jungle of the real world of tariffs and non-tariffs measures is very long. Analyzing the effects of changing a tariff in an undistorted textbook market is very different from responding to the request of a minister who envisages opening domestic markets and who wants to know how this will affect income distribution. This book attempts to fill the gap between the world of textbooks and the real world. Written by academics and researchers with practical experience in this area, this book explains the most used techniques for the analysis of trade flows and trade policies, as well as for the analysis of the impact of trade liberalization. Speaking of the contributors to the book, I can recognize here with us today some of them, like Roberta Piermantini, Alessandro Nisita, Marco Fugassa, Cosimo Deverelli, and Mark Bacchetta. Absent today are Olivier Cadeau, Jean-Marie Greffer, and Mathieu Selbe. Compared to existing publications, this practical guide offers a more applied approach. It presents and discusses the sources of data available to analysts that intend to work in this field and provide illustrative applications and empirical exercises with suggested solutions. The accompanying DVD contains data sets and program command files required for the hands-on activities. In addition, a dedicated website offers an open forum for questions and answers between users of the handbook and a platform for future updates. I highly recommend this guide to those of you who are engaged in trade policy analysis and invite you to contribute to the online forum to find solutions to the problems that may arise, answers to the question of other users, and contribute to keep this useful resource up to date. On a personal note, since a little bit over 12 months I'm supposed to be retiring from the Secretariat, I plan to do this, to dedicate myself to this. So I will study very carefully the book. Hope I'll be able to understand some of it, and if I don't, I always have my wife to ask for reasonable explanations. So for me, it's also very timely. I have 1 year to prepare. So thank you for your attention, and now it's my pleasure to give the floor to Mark Bacchetta.